This is Emily Wright, Features and Global Editor of EG, and I'm joined in the coat closet for the last time today by Ari Barendrecht and Philip Kampfer from Wired Score, a.k.a. the original Tom Redmayne and William Newton.
Indeed. They are taller and more charming than us, but we've been working at Wired Score longer.
They're taller than you. You're pretty tall.
William is taller than I am.
It's a point of contention, and we don't talk about it much in the office.
Well, let's talk about it on a podcast then. I mean, I can't think of any better way of addressing the issue.
Yeah. I'm stretching a lot and eating vegetables in hopes of overturning this development.
Okay, all right, fine. Well, let's just start off by me saying thank you so much to you, because I broke my phone at a blockchain conference. Who's done that? Nobody. And you told me to get in contact with iCracked,
yep.
Which I did, and it's fixed.
Is it?
It's fixed.
Good.
I mean, what better way than, I mean, it is in there somewhere, but what a better way to get your phone fixed at a tech conference.
Glad I could add value.
So how are you guys? It's been a great day here, very interesting, but it's been a good day for you guys as well. There's been some news.
Today we announced new strategic investors in Wired Score, led by Fifth Wall and Bessemer Venture Partners. Mm-hmm. We're very excited to have them on board and help us kind of continue along our mission of making the world a better connected place. And they are very experienced in both technology and real estate. And I think will provide fantastic strategic counsel for us to help us with our quest.
And that quest, I think that lots of our listeners would be very familiar with the quest in the UK and across Europe, but obviously Wired Score originated here in New York. So what is your quest for North American, American, and global domination? Domination is the right word. I think it is.
Yeah, so we aim to be the international or global standard for connectivity in office buildings, which basically means that when any tenant, any business looking for office space is considering options, they can prioritize the buildings that offer superior connectivity. We have companies doing this today across the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Ireland, and soon to be Canada. But the ultimate goal is to create a brand around Wired Score that enables a global occupier to do this across Asia, Africa, and anywhere where they're investing time and money. So we started on this quest about 4 years ago. Phil and I were the first two people running the company. And started actually in a partnership with Mayor Bloomberg here in New York. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's been exciting. The first year and a half, we concentrated mostly on, and basically solely on New York City. It's a half a billion square foot market, which we spent a lot of time knocking on doors and educating two sides of the ecosystem, which was the real estate owners and the brokers. Fast forwarding to today, we've gotten to a place where we've certified 160 million square feet in New York City, which is really exciting for us. And we've been expanding the platform east to west. Got pulled in the direction in the UK back in Q4 of 15, I believe, which let us spread our wings throughout Europe a little bit. But now our goal is to continue to make this the strongest platform for our clients and continuing to knock on doors across the country. We've opened operations in Boston, about to open operations in Atlanta as well, with a launch targeting early Q1, and continuing to build teams throughout the U.S. So it's been really fun and exciting to see from our perspective, growing this company from two people to 35 where we are today, and have fast growth plans as well. So the feedback from the marketplace has been tremendous and amazing, and coming to work every day has just been a lot of fun.
And do you think that the both in terms of the occupiers and the landlords, but also in terms of the investors looking at what they're actually putting their money into, that connectivity now, I mean, certainly over the last 12 months, but since you started, mm-hmm. has really kind of gone to the top of the agenda as where it should be, really.
For investors looking at assets, do you
yeah.
mean? Yeah, absolutely. We see clients all the time here contacting us when they're putting together their sales decks to pitch a building for sale, including a page about connectivity and wired certification in the offering memorandum. And the reason they're doing so is they want to tell potential buyers that this building is protected from physical obsolescence. It's not going to require a bunch of CapEx. to fix the building's telecom infrastructure. It's essentially giving a potential buyer a look under the hood of the car to understand, you know, what's not readily apparent when touring a building, but is actually the most important thing, which is the telecommunications infrastructure.
And what's next then? I mean, I think that because so much has happened in the last 4 years, and particularly in the last, you know, well, for the UK, on the UK side of things anyway, as you say, since the end of 2015. So what's the forward plan?
The forward plan, so we're continuing on the path of geographic expansion, which is critical for us to reach our global goal. So that will continue in through 2018 and beyond. Something we're doing even concurrently with that geographic expansion is two things. One, making sure that our thought leadership as the voice of in-building technology remains at the cutting edge. So our scorecard and our assessments will continue to evolve over time to make sure that we're always distinguishing buildings of the future. And that means always staying smarter, always making sure that we're advising our clients on the best things they need to be doing for today's and future tenants. The second thing we've spent a lot of time on internally is figuring out how to continuously improve value to our clients. An example of that is at the start of WiredScore, we were very much kind of just a rating. We would evaluate buildings, provide a score with recommendations, and then help our landlords market themselves. Over time, we've learned there's an opportunity to be what we like to call certification as a service. So throughout the 2 years we work with a client or a landlord, they can call us or ask us any telecom questions that they might have or that their tenants might have. So it's continuing to look for ways to add that increased value to our client base in ways that are, you know, more meaningful than even just the certification itself. And that's a lot of our strategic thinking internally to think about that stuff.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, we have a lot of our clients that look to us as the technology experts. You know, we're excited to not only continue to educate them about WiredScore, but bring in new ideas that we're hearing about from the marketplace. So a lot of the institutional owners that are working with us come to us for that expertise. That's a position that we always want to be in, and I think one that we'll continue to be in for our clients today and in the years to come.
And finally, what is your message back to the UK in general and to William and Tom specifically from here in this closet in New York?
I'd like to tell William and Tom that we're basically doing their jobs for them today. We've met with a lot of folks from the UK and continuing to talk about in-building technology and provide good advice. So we hope they're enjoying the pub and, you know, they owe us a beer for all of today's work.
Well, there you go. William, Tom, if you're listening, now you know.
Yeah, and we were you guys before there were you guys, and we always want you to know that.
Yeah.
So you could continue to take your show on the road, but I do want you to know that we, Ari and I, have birthed you, and you have served us well.
I never thought that would be said in an interview.
I've lost the baby weight. I feel good. You look good.
Thank you.
Almost every single podcast I've done over the last 2 days has ended on a note that A, I wasn't expecting, and B, I have no idea how to move on from. So I think, on that note, thank you so much for joining me, both of you, today. And now you guys should go and get yourself a beer as well. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Emily.
You.